what you said yesterday, the two guys, you've narrowed it down to Gamble and Graham. So, again, Graham just showing off what he can do. Yeah. Gamble made a couple of mistakes today.
Yeah, it was, you know, made some throws that we wouldn't like. You know, Gamble had a few interceptions there in the 7-on-7. Neither one was really accurate today. They both need to get better at that. Again, the decision-making process is coming along for both of them. You know, I think you know, we'll have a guy come August 30th, but, again, it's a pretty tight battle.
Spoke a lot about the wide receiver, right? But I had a couple of follow-up questions. How nice is it to have a Brennan's not back?
It's a coach's dream, and you know, Brandon Snell is as good as receivers there is out there in the country, and obviously he proved that last year. Again, with your very inconsistent quarterback play, he was still one of the top receivers in the country. And then you know, on the other side, you know, you can't sleep on Montario Burchfield. I mean, he's you know, big, 6'3" and a half, you know, 210-pounder, all the strength, quickness that you want in receivers. So you know, he gives us that big guy that you know, we really want out there, and he's doing tremendous things. So with those two guys doing a great job leading the receivers, and again, once we get a quarterback to figure out what's going on, we're going to be pretty special.
You mentioned Lawyer Davis as the number three guy, so we're basically looking at number four. The last 2 days, has anybody stood out to you as the number four?
You know, through it all, Darrell Terrell has really been consistent for us. You know, he's a young man again that was right on the edge of making our roster last year. You know, unfortunately, you know, for him, he did not. But, you know, again, you know, he'll be, you know, a guy. If he comes in, does things for us this year, we can say, look, if you get in the redshirt program, do things the right way, good things can happen. And right now, he's bought into that. And right now, he's, you know, he's got a leg up on the other competition.
Fact is, you know, defense, we keep talking about, you know, the guys that have stood out. But as far as, and, you know, we've been talking about, you know, maybe the front seven, but the back end right now, I mean, we're pretty comfortable with what we've got. I mean, you've got four pretty good guys back there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I think we'll have, you know, one of the top units in the defensive backfield in the conference. Both corners are playing at a very high level right now, Donald Warren and Ja'Kari Washington. And then, you know, kind of the heart and soul of our defense goes up the middle, you know, with those two backers. And then our safety, Sam Green, who is, you know, as highly, you know, respected of a recruit across the nation when you talk to Division I programs as there is. And I would think by midseason the offers should start flooding in for Trevin Ween. So we're excited about those two and the excitement they bring from the back end.
You mentioned a couple guys behind Fletcher at tight end. Who else do you have?
Quentin Hildebrandt's run two right now, and he's doing a nice job. Young man out of Kansas City, Washington. Not a lot of football experience, but he's raw. But, again, it's hard to, you know, you can't recruit too many or get enough, you know, 6'5", 6'6", 280-pounders. You know, you like to get those guys. So even though he does come to us a little raw, we're excited about what he brings to us in the future.
All right, linebacker spot, Ellison seems like, I mean, from our eyes, it's kind of maybe solidified that third linebacker.
Yeah, TJ, he's our guy right now going the season. But again, you know, you got your Khalil Gray behind him. You got your Tenoris Portness behind, you know, behind the other side. And then we got a young man by the name of Thomas Brown that had, you know, a hamstring injury. So again, you know, I keep talking about you know, the guys are cookie cutters. They're not, you know, not all the same size and, you know, specifications, but they are all around that 6 foot, 6'1", 220 to 240, run between, you know, a 4.45 to 4.6, 40. So they're very strong. And the thing about those guys is they are physical and they love to play the game of football, and that's what's going to make them great. You know, you can get guys that have all the talent in the world, and if football is, you know, not their number one love, then you got some problems. These guys, you know, they live and breathe football, and you got to love that.